I will tell you with Funko Pops, and again, I'll tell you.
There's something for everyone.
From the man who has more pops than anyone else I know.
In this room.
You collect what you like.
Because you like what you see.
You don't see the appeal.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't collect Power Rangers. It sells well. So it's I'm not hating on it.
You just don't like it.
It's not for me. I don't understand big-headed vinyl things. I'm also not an anime guy.
I mean, no matter what kind of toy it is, what kind of line it is.
I mean, my anime is stuff. Star Blazers or Robotech.
Right.
And I guess that's anime.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't do anime.
Overly sized, scantily clad.
Yeah. It's like that's a pop.
Right. So I just, whether it's Mighty Mugs or Dorbs or vinyls or fabrications or
right.
I personally don't get it, but
they don't move.
There was a time where they really moved.
But I mean, like, they're not an action figure.
I mean, I don't like Barbies. They sell.
Well,
like,
you're also
I'm a dude.
Yeah.
But you know, dudes, there's dudes that are just like, there's bronies and they're like bronies. Like so I get that. But something shifted in the mindset of the buyer or the collector that they aren't selling like they used to sell, which is why we stopped buying them. Now, if you come in with three or four and it's like Beetlejuice or it's something, but if it's like Star Wars pops.
Like a quick seller.
Right.
Right.
Because that's all you can get from that line, unless you want like the old Kenner Beetlejuice, which we seldom ever get. I mean, if you want something.
And like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like pops can do anything because they don't actually do the face, right?
It's type of licensing where it's not a likeness, it's a representation of it somehow.
Right. That's how they
loophole. And that's partly how it works. Part of it is it started out as limited.
Well, they've been around when I was in. If you pull a Lee's toy magazine, Lee's action figure review from the early 2000s, there's a Funko report in there.
Yeah.
But they were more sports and bobblehead and Rice Krispie treat guy. And it was typically the mascot as somebody. But see, I don't think they have to pay. And again,
royalties to someone, right?
They don't. Like, if you had a Terminator pop, it doesn't look like Arnold.
Right.
You know it's Arnold.
Yeah.
But they don't have to pay for the likeness.
Right.
So you're doing the character, which Arnold doesn't own, but the studio owns.
I mean, it's generally what? Like, the same head on every pop?
Yeah, it's like a couple of details added or taken away. And
if you have a female pop loose, it's not going to stand.
No.
Tiny heels.
Like,
it's like an orange on a toothpick.
It will never stand. So, but the amount of people coming in. So I always like to say the toy store, especially a secondhand toy store, is like the canary in the coal mine. We sense the rumblings before maybe everybody else does, since you're interacting with the public and them selling things because economy.
Well, it's your highs and lows, right?
Right. So when you could see an uptick, why is everybody selling Funko all of a sudden?
Yeah. Well, it's like stock market. Same.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Everybody's pulling out of
that. So when somebody calls and they have 400.
Yeah. Something's up.
And then it's 50 and they got 60 or they got 200.
Right. Multiple calls. Multiple calls.
I'm just done. Like, I'm not going to be the guy holding the bag.
No.
With all of this stuff that I can't move. And you know, but if they stream, you know, but then I've heard that they've tightened the ship and they get into production runs leaner. because it was just doing too much of everything.
Yeah, well, there was an exclusive everywhere.
Everywhere.
I heard there was an exclusive at like four different gas stations. Like,
yeah.
Walmart. Oh, 7-Elevens like, had them.
Yeah.
BP had them.
Yeah.
Well, here, like...
Quick Trip had them.
I mean, there was 7-Eleven pops of a slushie.
Yeah. So yeah. Here's... And this happens because... So collecting got ridiculously insane during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody had extra money.
Extra time.
Right. You couldn't do anything to spend money.
Yeah.
The government sent you money.
Yeah. It was toys, sports cards.
And the collectible market shot through the roof.
Yep.
Yeah.
Games. And then...
Everything.
Once,
everything.
You know, everything opened back up and everybody has activities and doing things. And then obviously everything costs more because of all the money that got spent.
Yeah, it has to be balanced back out.
It has to get, you know, so the economy shifted. So a lot of things are lower than they used to be. But what I've also noticed is because, and I may have talked about this, since I've been doing this a while, when this happened in 07, 08, when the housing market, the production runs were too high because everything was rock and roll. Right. Everybody's house keeps increasing in value. Everybody's taking out equity lines. Everybody's remodeling. They're putting a pool. They're buying multiple houses to flip because they keep making money.
Yep.
And then when everything crashed, you're upside down in your house and you can't sell it because you owe more than it's worth. And so then, you know, like I always give this example with Gentle Giant statues. And the same thing happened with Hot Toys. I couldn't... And Hot Toys didn't do the volume of releases per year that they do now. Let's just say in 04 and 05 and 06. So, you know, maybe there's 12 a year, 20 a year. I could be off slightly, but it wasn't... Like, there's so many more now. They weren't into every... You know, but the Marvel Universe, Cinematic Universe wasn't so expansive. Right. And TV shows and everything. So, you know, the figure, I'm sitting on all this product, 10 deep, 12 deep, 24 deep, because this was when I was running the online business. So my buying volume was larger on certain pieces. And then Sideshow or the U.S. distributor and whoever the other distributors were, they couldn't sell them either. So then they started doing sales and promotions. And so now you can't sell your inventory unless, you know, it's everything's tanked. It's cheaper to buy it from distribution, or not even distribution, but the distributor who sells to me because they had these incentives or 30% off sales or buy one, get one free sales, like on Hot Toys. It was crazy. And so I'm just sitting on all this product. So when they do a new solicitation, you're like, I can't even get rid of all this crap I got. I'm not ordering anything.
Right.
And then, or if you do, maybe I order two instead of 12. And then there's the other shop owners who are even in a worse predicament. I'm just stopping altogether.
Can't get any. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, like, if every dealer ordered 12 and there's 1,000 dealers, let's say 300 dealers went out of business. There's 700 dealers left. And then out of that, half of them's like, I'm not even touching it because I got so much back stock. I'm just cutting my losses. And out of the remaining dealers, maybe some of them just order one or two. So next thing you know, when the next releases come out 6 or 7 months later, the production is so... For Matt's sake, if they made 100,000 units, they made 25,000 units.
Right.
And then the secondary market shoots up because there's so few out there. The supply.
Yeah, how much are those now?
The demand exceeded.
Yeah, right.
So then, and that's what led to, because like I remember having an Iron Man, I don't know, and this is when Hot Toys were $90. And I think I had it on my website. And they were just sitting there. But on eBay, they were like $200. So it was like, I guess eBay won. Like, I'm going to throw it on eBay. And then, so like, next time I'm going to double my order. Because I'm going to make a ton of money in eBay. So everybody does that.
Yeah.
So everybody's doubling their orders, tripling their orders. I'm going to order 36. I'm going to order 48. I remember I had some predator come in. I ordered 48. I had to ask my dad to borrow money, put it on a case. And it was a dud, and we're just sitting on these. I couldn't even get rid of costs. It was like the huge, biggest, just, you know, mistake. But anyway, long story short, the economy went bad. Production runs are down. And then those became the crazy, like, it's because isn't that what you say with the Fing Fang Foom wave?
Fing Fang Foom wave is the toughest to build. If you want to buy each figure, you're lucky if you get them for 100 a piece on card. To build Fing Fang Foom, which to buy him, he's fluctuated a lot. He's been up to 500, but he's on average, he's about 3.
Yeah. Well, he's down because the market's
the
down.
Next build a figure close to that's 150.
But that was because the market had tanked.
Right.
The economy was horrible. People didn't have money to buy.
And they did 2 releases of that wave.
Yeah.
They did in-store, but they did San Diego Comic-Con exclusive box set, which no one bought. And now that's like, oh, it's, you know, people ask a lot of money for it. And it's, but yeah, that they had the lowest production. And that, I think that was the only wave of Marvel Legends they did that year. It almost killed the line.
They
pivoted to Marvel Universe.
If you went a year ago, just a year ago, and you looked up any Hot Toys figure that I posted on Instagram and Facebook, just got this in, and you went to the Sideshow site, it was still in stock.
All right.
Yep.
If you look at the last 7 to 10 releases in the last, let's say, 4 to 5 months that we've got in, you can't go to Sideshow and buy it.
Yeah,
they're
sold
all
out.
They're all waitlisted. Yeah. Which, again, is back to... But I was fortunate enough, because I'm in a different situation now from where I was in 2008. I can still commit to my orders. And, like, we just got this Mace Windu in, which I think it retails for $300. They're $450, $500 on eBay.
Jeez.
You can't go... So yeah.
That party's over.
I'm not that price. But, I mean, I could just as easily throw it on eBay and get that price. So some of the rarer things to buy are happening right now. But, you know, but it doesn't mean that applies to anything. Like, there's certain things. But, you know, maybe 30 years from now, some stupid, obscure thing that you're like, nobody cares about that. Nobody's going to buy it. And then 40 years from now, this is the coolest thing ever. I can't believe.
I never saw it. I searched for years. Yeah. 5-point articulation yellow card Star Wars.
Oh, that so there's another cool thing that came in that I'm just thinking about. So it was so Olmec Bronze Bombers.
Yep.
I forgot that. Like, in my mind, it's the 80s ones, not late 90s.
Yep.
Like, that didn't occur to me that that happened until a guy brought it in the other day.
So good.
Yeah, and it's all, like, repurposed Joe stuff.
It's all, it's, like, complete Joe's in different
colors. The backpack with the, like, the Eagle Warrior or whatever. Or who's ever's.
What's the...
Is it Darklon's gun?
Darklon. Oh, Darklon, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a white...
He's like tan and like black and they're just
like they're
like
Strider, those are stolen molds.
How did they get away with that?
I don't know.
Because it's a different line under a different name.
Joe was dead.
Yeah.
There was no, or at least they just didn't, maybe they felt bad. I will let you do it. I don't know.
Who knows?
They just remolded their stuff. Yeah.
I mean, there's what, I think there's a Stun Viper. There's like a Strato Viper.
Yeah. And a lot of them, they would, they made a new head, but...
Yeah, I mean, on some, but not all.
Right.
Yeah.
But, it like, it's every single body is, that's a Joe.
Yeah.
That's a Joe. And this
is
not
one
Hasbro.
One of like 100%. That, like, it's, that's 100%.
I mean, the Strato Viper is, like, red and green. Looks like he's ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, but they all came in one large box set.
Yeah.
And I was struggling to find comps for this.
Oh, they're money.
But this, like, somebody wanted like $3,500 in the box or $4,000 in the box. Yeah. Like, what's that?
Lennard.
Yeah, there's a giant box set.
24. Yeah.
Yeah, 20.
Is it 24? Or like 48.
Maybe there was a 48. I remember 24. Like, yeah,
Patrick Lemonade.
It's like 20. It's a humongous box with like every Lennard guy in it.
And what? Yeah, and Andy's pointing out the one of the funniest ones. He's like in this techno, hockey player suit.
And he's ready to party, man.
His name is, what, say it again?
Hat-Trick Lemonade.
Hat-Trick Lemonade.
He's got like treads for feet, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that the guy he's got like skates on or whatever?
Yeah.
Tank tracks?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great names in that.
Lennard did a really good wrestling line, right? At 3.75?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Oh, what's the, you had, I could swear you have some
I
of
hope
the three
you're
packs.
Right. That I Travis says I bought them, and I don't know where they
I'm
are.
I'm sure you did.
I could swear he bought them on eBay. He bought like a lot.
Yeah. They're in one of his four offices.
Right. Yeah. It's like three packs
I
of
do
them.
Have three offices in the yeah. store.
But it, yeah, no, those are so cool, and they come with tiny little wrestling yep. belts that we had one
but
or
they
two.
They had horribly good names.
They all do, even the Lennard, the Army guys.
Hat-Trick Lemonade.
Hat-Trick Lemonade. Let's do it.
Lennard.
Wrestling. I think they're in long cards.
Yes.
And maybe they had three figures.
Was like, yep.
It was... We still have to do Wicked Warriors.
Got to.
So,
but I almost think they need...
When we have time.
I almost think we should. I don't know. There's something about the 3.75 is pretty cool, but then the 5.5 is pretty good too to customize.
I can do both.
No articulation.
Oh my god! You know, some of those Lennard guys came with jet skis. That's even better.
Hat-Trick like, Lemonade.
They're like serving and protecting and having fun.
Lennard Wrestling.
I'm not finding.
I know they did them.
They did. I just. What's the name?
I don't. Yeah. This doesn't go good over the over the sound, but we are looking, trying to find the name of this line. Maybe it's not Lennard. I thought it was Lennard.
I could swear it was Lennard. Or maybe it was Remco. They did stuff like that too.
They did 3.75?
I mean, I know WWF did, but like I totally forget the name of that line.
I found the core three packs, but not
yeah.
Oh, and what's the other line? Impact.
Oh yeah.
M-P-A-C-T?
Yep. So were there 8-inch guys with LED?
No. They have 3.75.
3.75.
Oh, those. Yeah.
Like Sonic Warrior or Sonic Fighters, like monster backpacks that do stuff.
But who made that? Is that Toy Island?
Is it?
Yeah. It's Toy Island. Yeah. And some of them didn't have the same Joe crotch.
Part
it was like it was just like a swivel, you know, like almost like a Star Wars thing.
Because the only thing I bought, and I don't know if you showed me, but I bought. They have like a headquarters.
Oh yeah.
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 It's in like a big box.
Well, you bought that that mail away set that I had.
Oh right, it's on my under
yeah.
My
they're
desk.
Like bagged in a white box.
It's under desk number three.
Desk number three.
Why can't I find this?
I think there was. Maybe it's not Lennard.
It might not be.
Try Remco because they did a couple.
I mean Impactor.
Impact's great.
Yeah.
If you don't know that line, you got to check it out.
Yeah.
So 3.7.
So all I'm getting is their 5-inch
wrestlers.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's Impact.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
So my guy in Argentina hit me with those from there. I just didn't.
I mean, are they?
But the thing is, they're just not that valuable.
I was going to say they're not.
And for what I think he wanted for them, there was just no room.
No price point.
And I don't think anybody's asking, do you have the foreign versions of Impact?
No one's even asking for the U.S. version.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just...
How is it we were able to find this regularly and now we can't?
So Lennard also did that really cool... is it Star Force?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The space guys.
They're like G.I. Joes, but all space uniforms.
Because we had...
Didn't they do like kind of Jurassic Park-ish ones too?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
I think they did.
But we got the space buggy or whatever from the Space Force today. Oh, so that... I totally forgot. So we got today a really good Jurassic Park collection.
We did.
Nice.
Like three or four of them in the box.
I think they were open, right? But they were still in the box.
Yeah, but complete with the inner cardboard as well as the instructions. Vehicles right. were complete. One of them was broke, but we had an unbroke one in the back. So, but what else was in there?
There was Terminator, Batman. There was a whole...
Kenner, Batman, Terminator.
There was a whole box of gym stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So it was like a keytar?
A keytar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was a stage. So you could set up the figures... And it had a tape player on the side.
Ah.
So it looks like...
Was it like a case for the figures or just a state?
It
like
had
just
a strap. Oh, really? So you could put it like a pretend keytar, and then you put the cassette in the bottom.
Air guitar.
Right.
But then you could also turn it into a stage.
Or air keytar.
Right.
Air
and
guitar.
And it had a gym tape in it.
Oh, nice.
What was the tape called? Do you remember?
It's one of the songs we hear a lot.
But does it work?
I don't know. I haven't checked it yet. It requires C batteries.
Someone's going to be playing keytar tomorrow.
So with the new cases, we could do a gem display.
Well, I think we can. It's just in the lot that came, it was a bag of accessories. And those...
Matchup gem, time.
Yeah, it's like, it's going to be hit and miss. Maybe one will have a mic, maybe one will have a shoe, but missing one. It's always something like that.
Oh, I have to remind... So this is on a side note that, this is on the podcast channel, but it applies mainly to the Toy Federation main channel. So if you watch the most current episode, we're in about a 2-month backlog. Or close to 3. So somebody saw something and raced here on that Saturday's episode.
Right.
And I'm like, that's not here. And they go, so I almost think some people think we literally just filmed it and uploaded it.
Like real time. Like
right, right.
The week of. Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of editing and work involved. So it's, which is why, so when we started this channel, we built up some time.
Right.
Because life gets hectic and crazy, and I never wanted to be under pressure to make something for the sake of making something.
Yeah,
right. Let's build it up, have enough interesting things happen so that when we started, you know, if we miss a week, it's not the end of the world.
Right.
We're good. So I feel bad if... Because some people, like, there was one day, 3 different people came for something they just saw. And I was like...
I've heard people come in and say, hey, where's this?
And I feel bad. And I was like, but that was 2 months ago. 2 months ago. Or 3 months ago. So, just so people know. But you can always, no matter what you're hunting for or what you're looking for, always feel free to call the shop. We're always trying to get more items out. And this expansion, as well as the additional cases, is going to allow us to have more items shoppable.
What was it?
What wasn't it? A Megatron.
Yeah.
The gem stuff.
I remember one guy saying he watched
the video, Strawberry Shortcake.
Battle Beasts. And I was like, dude, that... Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a while back.
It applies to a lot of different things. I remember specifically, there was 2 in one day on Strawberry Shortcake. Now, I do have more Strawberry Shortcake, but...
Are they complete? Are they in good condition?
Right.
That's the next step.
But, see, we have more things, you know, and I've said this a lot, so I don't want to...
Be repetitive.
Right, right. But we have so much stuff and so many things that, A, we need time to clean it, complete it, put the best version out.
Right.
And it just requires time in the back. And we're in the front because...
It's busy.
Yeah, we're busy. And all kinds of people are visiting us and checking us out and talking to us and sharing stories with us. And it's just in the downtime or the slower time is when we can work on that. And then now it's, you know... Overload the system again and order all these glass cases and change the store all around in the midst of everything else we're dealing with, but that's the chaos I like. So
I remember a couple years ago, we got a really good G1 Transformer collection, which if anybody is unaware, they're a lot of people like G1 Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-uh.
So it gets tough to get more out. And we got in a lot, and I was like, man, I got 30 guys to put out. And I put them out, spent all day working on them, and the next day, like, 10 of them sold.
Yep.
And the next day, 5. And then it felt like next week, like, you guys don't have any more G1? I'm like, God, just put 30 out. But that's just part of it. It's, you know, it's like the Megatron thing. We get asked all the time.
There was a guy today.
A Megatron? Yeah. Right. Do you have a Megatron?
He's like, I drove a distance. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Well, but that's the thing. It's if you want it, it's high on your list.
It's probably on everyone else's list.
There's probably 8 people within 100 yards of
it. But like, safest thing you can do is if you want it,
call.
And you call.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's okay if you're far away. I don't mind setting it aside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if we've never done business, like if you're a regular or you've been in the shop before and you call, I don't mind holding it. If I don't know who you are, I've had many phone calls hold something
right.
and they don't come. So then I've lost sales. So I,
right.
you know.
But I mean, save yourself the gas.
Or, you know.
Save yourself the headache.
Or just come visit us anyway, and maybe we got it, maybe we don't. Yeah. But
I mean, if it's specific and you want something.
If it's very specific.
If you want a Megatron.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, there's 100 guys behind you.
If we had 100, we could sell 100.
Yeah.
So you'd sell 200 if you had 100.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody wants Megatron.
We'd still be short.
Yeah.
We don't even have an Optimus in the case.
No.
Can we do an Optimus? Or we don't have a nozzle or the pump?
No. Ultra Magnus.
No nozzle, no pump. Yeah.
Ultra Magnus.
But we sell like one a month or something.
We went through the past 2 weeks. Well, I guess it's 4 now. 4 Ultra Magnuses.
Yeah.
And like this last one I put out, I had to take missiles from one I was working on. That was supposed to be like my backup.
Right.
Now we're on that, and I'm like, we got to get missiles.
Yeah, so we completed 4, so we're good. And then
they're gone.
One a week, they're gone.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how many G1 Autobot cars you put out.
Yeah.
You put a Grimlock out, you put a Soundwave out, you put a Swoop out, you put a Shockwave out, you put an Optimus out.
Yeah.
You put it.
Any G1 is just gone.
Yeah. We actually have a decent stock on some of the cars, but I picked a few up at the show over the weekend.
Well, the weekend's and this weekend's coming.
Yeah.
But somebody was already here. He's going to buy one of them.
See?
Well, I was telling you.
He broke the windshield transformer in his.
Ooh.
I was telling you, like, wow, I can't believe we've had, like, 3 Sunstreakers.
Yeah.
Right.
He's tough.
And, yeah, we had, like, maybe 1 a year.
Yeah.
And now we've had 3, and 2 are gone. Yeah. We got one more.
What was, like, the weekend the Mirage sold? And I was like, Travis, he's gone. And you're like, I got one more. And I'm like, really? Like,
yeah.
When did that happen?
I had to. Well, Mirage has a very common breakage. He breaks right through the middle where his waist is. And I do know how to fix him. And I say, hey, they've been repaired. They work the same.
Brought us one in, and he had your same technique.
Yeah.
He had repaired it how Travis repaired it.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the things I figure out when I take it apart, and some of it I read things. The Mirage thing, this was a couple years ago. We had like 4 broken ones. I'm like, I got to be able to get one out of this. And when I started taking them apart, I was like, it's just like a little screw head that sticks out. But they cast it in plastic.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Because
why not?
Because they can.
Yeah. So then when you get that breakage, if he's not faded, because he does turn green. You got a perfectly blue one. You just pop the pelvis apart and you put a pin through it, drill it, and glue it, and put it back in. Then once it's back in place, you can't even tell.
Right.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah. And when that was your favorite guy, and it's getting, like, they're all turning green and they're all crumbling, just getting one's good.
I mean, the Storm Shadow we had, the super white minty one that had like the the nail polish or
guy that he put nail polish on the symbol and ruined it.
Yeah.
And we just said we'll just take it off.
We took it off and
put a sticker. And guy saw it and he was like, "Man, that thing's like the whitest storm shadow I've ever seen." I'm like, "Just so you know,
it's got a sticker.
It's got a sticker. I don't care. I want it."
Yeah. and we reduced the price too. We're not selling it at a mint price.
But I mean, if that was like a perfect
It
would have been $60 more than what it was.
Exactly. Like, just because of the little symbol. So, right. You know, we try to make things work where we can.
I think we got another really nice white storm shadow.
I think I'm up to two right now.
One came in. Was it yesterday or today? Today.
It's like, oh, I've got
Did
two.
Did one come
That's
in
like
today?
Unheard
I didn't
of.
Even see it.
Or no, yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, there was a box of Joe's in yesterday's.
Speaking of which, it's been three times in the last week. You guys don't have a Cobra Commander, you know, the first release, you know, with the hood. You know, it's a hard one to get. It's really hard. I'm like, everybody wants it. Really? Like,
well,
we got one yesterday.
Like, the hooded Cobra Commander is not a problem getting them in. All the gold's gone.
Yeah. Because it flakes off.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you do?
For you guys, because you all collect your own lines. Would that count if you got a figure that had a sticker on it like that one did?
For me personally?
I know Ryan's going to say absolutely not.
I have to have it the original way.
Yeah.
Now, if I had a TIE fighter and it's dead white and some of the stickers are falling off.
Repro.
I'm not opposed to repro stickers.
It's paper. It's fine.
Yeah. But to answer your question, like, my Joe collection, I think I have two Black Majors in my line because I refuse to pay the prices of what the originals are. Yeah.
I don't know. For me, like, it doesn't apply as much to the stuff that I collect, but, like, if, say, I bought a Secret War Spider-Man and his paint's been touched up, I don't really want it. But if that same figure was, like, $500
exactly.
I got it for two, okay. That's fine. You know,
you'd still want the other one, but.
Well, yeah, you'd still want the other, but, like, this is cheaper, and I can.
Well, I mean, not to say that I'll never not replace those Black Majors, but for now,
yeah,
it's good. Because I only need, like, 29 more Joes.
Well, there's the one guy.
And then I can get back to get the one.
He's been on a couple of our episodes. His name's Matt Gray.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get his. So whenever he gets a better box, he comes and sells me. His lesser grade box, which was in his collection, so it was
the
best he had at the time.
Right.
There's a lot of people,
and I've taken those boxes home to replace my boxes.
So, I mean, you got to upgrade when you can.
Yeah,
you know.
So we bought.
It's a waiting game.
You'll see on an episode that hasn't aired yet. We bought a kid's table. A Return of the Jedi table and chairs.
Yeah.
That's our timeout
corner. And I was like, so he got it. So how do you get it? Because it was in great shape. How do you get a better one? He's like, I got it sealed in the box.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
No, will you do trades on that table?
Negative.
No.
I will not do trades.
I'm going to create a shirt that says Toy Federation. The floor is where we do our business.
The floor is mine.
Let's get down and do some trades on the floor.
Well, I understand.
Get down on the floor.
One guy brought a table, and he said, "I feel bad that you always have to do your trades on the floor." And it's like, it's not a problem.
So yeah, this guy came in, super nice guy. So
yeah,
we're not saying anything.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, anything no was not nice.
Negative. He literally came in, and I swear to you, isn't there like a meme where the guy has those chairs you go to soccer games?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy whips the chair out and then sits down.
This going to be good. Yeah.
He comes in with a chair, and maybe this is just how I'm remembering it. I swear he just, like, clicked the thing and legs came out.
Yep. That's
so it was like, I'm bringing a table to help us, right? And just, bing, pops the legs out, starts. And I was like, I felt uncomfortable.
It was nice, and
the gesture was great. Right, it was right, just like I'm not.
You felt awkward.
This is not how I do trades.
We don't have time to go grab tables and set it all up, and because we have to move the tables. We did tables at one time, remember?
Oh.
And what did it turn into? A big table with carded figures.
Handful of YouTube episodes. There was an attempt.
It was full
at
of like what aliens and
It was the guy that brought in the Marvel from like Indiana or whatever. We did. We tried to do a table with him.
Oh, you tried? Yeah, you brought a table.
Yeah.
As the guy who films, I would love for you guys to be on a table. As far as like shots and my knees and back.
My knees.
As the documentary.
Yeah, I'm there with you on that one.
As a documentary filmmaker.
Yeah, but
remember, I'm going to do what you guys do.
It's easier, as I think you've told me, when you're tall. It's easier filming shorter people because you have to hold up. Now you're just aiming down is easier than up, no?
We're trying to make your job easier.
See,
man.
I'm thinking of you.
We're here for you.
You're correct. It would be great if all you guys were like 5'2".
But so now we're on the ground. Now we're like 1'2".
Right.
But the problem is the toys are all the way on the ground.
Right, right.
What if we had a table on wheels? We do the trade and then just wheel it in the back.
I've had people reach out to me. That's how I always have done it, and it's the comfortable way for me to do it. It's the natural way. It's like Travis can sit Indian style. I can't.
I can't.
It's uncomfortable.
I can barely squat with my knees.
So it's like asking me to sit Indian style. It's not comfortable for me to do it.
I can't sit on my legs like you do. It hurts. I can't.
So, but when you get bins of raw stuff, you have to start making all your piles.
Yeah.
And a table would just not suffice.
Well, there's never a big enough table.
Right.
But there's enough floor.
And totes, items from tote 7 could be in tote 3 and in tote 1. And so you just have to start, like I say, you triage it.
Yeah.
You're starting to put everything in
like piles.
Yeah, and it's fun. And I think it's almost reminiscent of being a kid on the ground with your toys.
Only difference was my knees were better back then.
Matt, we're going to cut you in half and put you on like a rover thing.
Something you haven't really picked up on because they don't really say it, but you watch the episodes and you can see which people come in who just have bad knees. And because there's people that get down there with you, and then there's people that just, they stay upright.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the guy yesterday, he literally got on, he's like, can I get on the ground with you? And he got sat with me as I did it. But I mean, they're the ones who brought the stuff.
Should have told him no.
It's my floor.
They don't have to, like, I mean, get on the ground with us or feel bad if they can't. Right. Like, this is just, we're going to lay it all out and go through it and then.
Well, that's how we figure out what the value is.
But I mean, I've had people message me telling me I do that now. Like they get on the floor and it's like therapeutic.
I mean, I get it. But like, you know, for example, like another reason, trade on the floor, right? Say you get 3-4 totes and it's like, okay. Ryan, this is Star Wars. Travis, this is Marvel. Andy, this is Joe.
Well, because
like piles. Like,
well, we're also trying to be efficient and timely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And adequately, especially if there's additional people waiting.
Right.
Then if it's Marvel, Travis will knock it out quick. If it's this or if it's.
Right.
Everybody's has something that they can do in their head much faster. And then others could spot check or.
Right.
Double check something. Let's make sure we got this right, you know, because we try to be as fair as possible. And we're not shy about our methodology. I mean, you know, if you've watched this long enough. And half the time, you know, because we typically film one day a week, there's 40 to 50 trades you never see.
Oh, easy.
Oh, a lot.
In a week. Yeah. So. Most of the time, or more than half of the time, they're like, it's exactly the number.
Right.
Because they've figured it out. They've done it. to have an idea when they come.
Or they might be, oh, this is my number, but then they really lowballed themselves.
That yeah, a lot.
Right?
There was a guy who came in the other day, and I was like, so what do you think? You know, and I'm still going to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not.
It's like, you always, like, I if mean, you said like, it's on my phone. Here's the number.
So, yeah. And he said 1,200, and I was like, well, I'm giving you 2,000.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah.
And then I had to write him a check.
Ow. So, table.
That was an earthquake.
That's another reason why we don't have tables. You bump into them.
I don't know. All right, so I think that wraps it up for this one.
It's wrapped.
Any last second
words of wisdom?
Go to Retro Toy Con.
Go to Retro Toy Con.
Don't eat yellow snow.
Don't pet a flaming dog.
Keep all your parts.
No, sell them.
No. Yeah.
Well, they got to keep them first.
Well,
then they sell them to us.
Bring them to us. All right.
And don't organize them because we like sorting them on the floor.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It doesn't mean we're trying to take advantage.
Yeah.
It's fun. We're still going to make the same offer. All right. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
Tell the mailman.
Tell the mailman.
Tell the mailman.
See you.